This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Shares of Google closed at $845.72 a piece in New York today, up almost 2%. It's been a pretty big week for the company. Google Now launched this week. It's a voice-activated search thing, kind of like Siri. Google Glass, their wearable gizmo, has been getting a whole lot of press. And pretty much everything Google's doing is changing the way we think about and get our information. But what's all that searching doing to us? Futurist Ray Kurzweil was hired not too long ago as the director of engineering at Google. Mr. Kurzweil, welcome to the program.
Great to be here.
So when you were a kid and you wanted to look for something, how'd you do it?
Well, my prized possession actually was my Encyclopedia Britannica, which had all this amazing information. That was sort of my search engine at the time, where I might actually go to the library.
And where are we right now? I mean, if you wanted to describe the frontier of the search mechanisms that we have today, how would you do it?
It's pretty remarkable, the kind of precise information you can have at your fingertips. And, you know, a kid in Africa with a smartphone has access to more information than the President of the United States did 15 years ago. So it is a different world in terms of finding information.
Make a value judgment for me. Is that better? Necessarily?
People say, well, maybe it's making us stupider because we rely on these machines. But yes, it's definitely better. I mean, these are brain extenders. I think we're going to ultimately move beyond these little devices that are like looking at the world through a keyhole. Ultimately, these devices will be able to put information anywhere in your visual field of view, and you'll be online all the time. Google Glass is a solid first step.
My guess is that you're not all that concerned with the day-to-day profitability of Google, but I wonder how much the folks on campus think about monetizing the future when they work on things that you're interested in.
I think there's a general belief that if you can actually bring value to people, there's usually a way of developing a business model. For example, the ads that Google delivers, the goal is to be a win-win where these ads are not annoying. Like if I see a television commercial for baby diapers, I'm annoyed by it because I stopped buying baby diapers 30 years ago. But if I get an ad for something I really care about, some new supplement, let's say, then I actually appreciate the ad because it's something I'm interested in.
You know, you mentioned Google Glass, this new thing that Google has come out with, which certainly looks to be amazing. It's not widespread yet. But I wonder how far we are from Google Glass and everything being within our field of view that we could need, and honestly, just a chip in the brain that we just think and something happens.
I think these devices will go inside our brain in the 2030s because an exponential trend I talk about is how technology is shrinking. But ultimately, these devices will be the size of blood cells and we'll be able to send them inside our brain through the capillaries and basically connect our brain to the cloud. But that's a mid-2030s scenario.
You know, this idea, though, that you can back everything up in the cloud, you can back up your memories and your, you know, all of that stuff. Can you really back up a personality like that?
Your personality, your skills are contained in information structures in your neocortex, and it is information. So, you know, we can create an avatar today that has a certain personality. It's based on software. It's not yet at human levels. These technologies will be a million times more powerful in 20 years, and we really will be able to begin to manipulate the information inside your brain.
This does all seem, and I get that you've been doing this for a long time now, but it does all seem really bloodless.
Well, on the contrary, when I say that computers will reach human levels of understanding, you know, by the 2030s, I'm specifically talking about emotion. I'm talking about, you know, getting the joke and being funny and being sexy and being loving. That's the cutting edge of human intelligence. When computers can achieve these things, it's not for the purpose of displacing us. It's really to make ourselves smarter, and smarter in the sense of being more loving and being funnier and so on, really enhancing the things that we value about humans.
Mr. Kurzweil, thanks very much for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks.